really, really big district in CD1. Do you get a sense it's going to be a wave election? I mean, is that your read of the people you meet?
Well, I'm a political strategist, so I don't make political strategy based on, like, I live in an all-red state. I've been here a long time when it was a red state. We're in a blue state controlled by California. Half our money for the Republican Party comes from Utah, funneled through Harry Reid back to the Rhino Republicans. We're in a blue state. So when they're talking on TV about there's going to be a wave, they're talking about states that's already still red. They're not talking about California going to have a Republican wave. We're California now. So we have politicians looking at Fox News dreaming that they're in Oklahoma and forgetting that you're now in California. So, yeah, it could be that a lot of Republicans win in solid red states. And I would love to say I live in a solid red state. And I'm sure a lot of conservatives and Trump supporters would like to say we live in a solid red state. We're in a blue state that just turned California. And if we're going to take this state back, we better start talking about taking it back one district at a time. And if we get into some fantasies like we're going to win the House here in California and Nevada, California and Nevada, or whatever they're going to call us now, then we're delusional and we're watching too much news of what's happening in actually real red states where Republicans are really winning.
If folks want to help you out, if they want to help out your campaign, if they want to make an investment in your future as a congressman in CD1, how can they go about doing it? And I've only got about a minute left before the break.
Well, come to events that we talked about and help grow the party. There is, because the party has become far more diverse, do this redistricting. You can go to my website, jesseturnerfornvdistrict1.com, and just see about the peace and nonviolent civil rights movement, Republican movement taken up from under the king. Or go to the homelesscrisiscenter.org. You can get involved where we actually community organize and help organize people to see that we're just not talking about conservatism. We're showing that Christian conservatives actually exist and that we're there. And then you can pray. Pray, because Obama had the audacity of hope, but I have everlasting faith and prayer in Jesus. Faith in Jesus. Don't put your hope in no man. Pray with me and we're going to win.
Jesse, you have yourself a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure. Thank you so much, my friend.
God bless you, Kevin, and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1, a civil rights leader and a homeless activist. You just got to love it. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 130, good news, that earlier incident 15 southbound at Lake Mead has been cleared, but there's another crash there on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. The right lane is blocked in that incident. Do expect delays as you try to squeeze through the construction zone downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515, eastbound at Main, westbound at Eastern. That's going to be taking place, the construction through there, well into 2022. We're also slow on that transition ramp, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to that construction zone there on the 515, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that area as well.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football safety Tyree Gillespie has been placed on injured reserve with a hamstring injury, so he'll have to miss at least 3 weeks. With that, linebacker Patrick Onwuasar has been promoted from the practice squad in his place. Also, defensive lineman P.J. Johnson has been added to the vacated spot on the practice squad. Vegas at Golden Knights Hockey, they are in action tonight as they play host to Detroit for the third time in 3 days. A player being placed in the COVID protocol. This time it is forward Michael Amadio. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
What do you mean?
We don't have those numbers.
Bruno's sports analytics startup lost its math whiz to the competition.
In order to stay competitive, we have to have this.
Now he needs a new statistician to even the score.
I don't even think these predictions are the most current. I mean, this is...
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the jury deliberations are continuing in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this absolutely bizarre story that began late yesterday. And it involves MSNBC, Judge Schrader, and a freelance photographer.
Yeah, it's crazy because this guy apparently was given instructions to follow the jury bus from his MSNBC executive producer in New York. And basically he said, okay, he did what he had to do to keep up with her. So he runs a red light, and sometimes, not all the time, not very often, really, somebody runs a red light and they get caught and pulled over by the police. Well, it just happened to be they got pulled over running through the red light, and he basically he confessed. He said, "Yeah, hey, my boss in New York said follow the jury bus and take some pictures." Well, that sort of justice, as you well know, Kevin, is very, very dangerous to our democracy. You always hear about the political left always preserving our democracy. Well, mob justice is not our theory of jurisprudence in this country. We have a system that you're innocent until proven guilty, and he hasn't been proven guilty yet. So what are you doing? And just imagine if Fox News was caught up in something like this, and what the narrative would be in the mainstream media. They wouldn't just shrug their shoulders and move on like they seem to be doing in this case.
So tell me what Judge Bruce Schrader did, and how did he do it?
Well, he basically he kicked MSNBC out of the proceedings.
So they can't be in the courtroom, and my understanding is, you correct me if I'm wrong, they can't even be in the courthouse or on the grounds.
Right, yeah, they were kicked from coverage, which is well-deserved. And we talked about this just the other day, how MSNBC is really falling apart over there. They've got Brian Williams, of course, formerly, until he
embellished.
He embellished a story about being shot in Afghanistan, and he lost his nightly gig on NBC Nightly News and was relegated to the cable, MSNBC. Well, after 27, 28 years with the organization, whether on the big club or the minor league club, if you will, he's been with NBC for almost 30 years. He's quitting. So it must really be bad over there.
He's quitting? I had not heard that.
Yeah. At the end of the year, his contract is up, and he is not seeking to sign another contract with MSNBC.
Wow.
Yes. And in addition to that, their number one show over there, the nightly show with
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow, she is going to only do a couple of shows a month now. She's going to be quitting her nightly show next year, sometime in 2022.
Wow.
So there's a
rats leaving a sinking ship, I think, is the proper terminology.
I think that's it. But why don't they leave CNN? What? Why is CNN still one of the big three, if you will, in cable television? Maybe because they're the oldest?
I think because they're the oldest, and at least some of their shows do rate reasonably well. Not like Fox.
Not at all.
But I will say this, though. When you see rats leaving a sinking ship like that, you got to scratch your head and go, why is everybody else sticking around?
But
like the last one out, turn out the lights, please.
Exactly. And that's the way it seems. But this particular story right here where they're following around and trying to intimidate these jurors, I mean, that should be a crime, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trying to intimidate a jury?
Yeah. They're trying to intimidate the jury into finding this kid guilty. And under the rule of law, he may not be guilty. But these people are worried about being doxxed, and they're worried about their family. They're worried about their future. And they shouldn't have to sweat through this because they've already got the pressure of this 18-year-old kid. They're going to lock him up for the rest of his life, or are they going to set him free? That's a lot of pressure on these people.
I would agree with you. More coming up with Gentleman Jim Dallas in just a little bit. We'll be looking ahead to some Thursday night football. Thursday night football. Wow. We're already to Thursday. Ooh, I love that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations. On you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you have been following what they're doing at Fox Nation, which I thought was really very, very cool, you know, doing the Fox Nation Patriot Awards. And they fly, you know, Tucker Carlson and a bunch of the hosts into Hollywood, Florida for that big night. One of the things I thought was neat is that it allowed Tucker Carlson to get out of the studio and in front of a live audience. And he talked about what's good about America.
And I often think to myself, never has a better country been run by worse people. And you, no, it's true, it's true. I'm sorry, I'm not being mean, I don't want to be negative. But that is true. Yeah, that's one of them, exactly. But you can lose sight if you focus too narrowly on the people who are making the bad decisions. You can lose sight of everyone else, which is the overwhelming majority of people in this country. So what do I notice about Americans? So I'm 52, so that put me on the kind of the back nine, as they say, the downward slope of the experience. I've lived on both coasts. I've lived all over the country. I spent a lot of time on the road as a writer in the earlier part of my life. So I feel like I have a tangible sense of the country. Why are Americans different? So here are a couple of things I noticed about Americans, and I really noticed it tonight. I was hearing the stories of the people on this stage, all of whom were heroes. I thought, wow, that person's a lot more impressive than I am. And so is that person. So is that person. And then it got to like 100% of the people, which is fine. Yeah, right. But I thought to myself, yes, these people have taken greater risks than I have. They're more impressive than I am. but they're still recognizably American in the way that they're impressive. They're not like some person from outer space who arrived here to outshine the rest of us. They're Americans raised up in the culture we're all products of, who are exhibiting essentially American attributes. So what are they? They're humble. They're not that interested in talking about themselves. They're competent. That's one thing I always notice when I leave Washington and New York. People outside the big cities actually have skills. No, I'm serious. I'm not being mean, but they can actually do stuff. You know, they can make things. If it breaks, they can potentially fix it. They don't have to necessarily order another one from China over Amazon. They have usable skills. Which, by the way, at some point might come in handy. They are nice. That's the first thing I notice about Americans. They are nice. They are kind people. And if you've been to other countries, and I'm about as aggressively American, I couldn't leave. Even if I had another passport, I where would I live? I have about 1 million children, that's a problem too. But I couldn't live in any other country just because I'm just thoroughly American. But I do like to travel, and there are a lot of cool countries around the world, but one thing I always notice is that no one is, on a gut reflexive level, just wake them up in the middle of the night from a dead sleep, no one is as nice as Americans. They're just kind people.
There you go. Tucker Carlson last night, Fox Nation Patriot Awards. And I love that when you get these guys out of a studio and you let them pontificate off the top of their heads, extemporaneously, as they say. It's really fun to see these guys getting off the teleprompter and into, speaking from the heart, which I absolutely, absolutely love. One of the things that has been interesting... In fact, we understand that the CBO is in the process of releasing at least some scores on this social spending bill that we've been talking a lot about, the Broke Back Better bill, or the Broke bill, or the social spending bill. They're starting to release some scores, so we'll hopefully by the end of the show we'll have some information for you on that. One thing that I think is interesting is that Lindsey Graham was on, where was this? This was on Newsmax last night, was on with Eric Bolling, and another Biden surprise in this infrastructure bill. This is cut number 6. I want to go there, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is Lindsey Graham last night, Newsmax TV with Eric Bolling. Another Biden surprise in the so-called human infrastructure bill.
Joe Biden decided to go to Detroit. Interesting take, because when he signed his infrastructure bill into law, the $1.2 trillion we handed him, he had a union member introduce him at the podium. He goes to GM, who are the big employees at General Motors, or the United Auto Workers. This is a $1.2 trillion debacle that he's going to hand over a lot of money to the unions, is it not?
Well, the bill behind this is the one that really should get us all jazzed up, because in the bill to come, they're going to only allow tax credits for union-made cars, electric vehicles. There's like a $12,500 tax credit to buy an electric car, and a part of that, like $5,000, $4,000, is only available to the consumer if you buy a car, listen to this, made by a union plant. And you know how many vehicles there are that fits that definition? 2. So this is insane. If you really believe electric cars help the environment, why do you care where it's made? So this is a big payoff to unions.
Well, you know, I do care where it's made, because I live in South Carolina. You're a senator from South Carolina.
BMW and Volvo, right?
100%. So, and if you take a walk or a run over the Ravenel Bridge, you'll see literally tens of thousands of automobiles waiting for deportation around the world.
Yeah.
And that's good business to the state of South Carolina. But now, you know, I understand they're gonna put their thumb on the scale where you can only get a tax credit for an electric vehicle built by a UAW worker.
You nailed it. So just think about what you just said. The bill that they're proposing, and I hope it gets dead on arrival when it comes to the Senate, the bill they're proposing, the Build Back Better bill, has has a tax credit of about $4,500, only available if the car is made by a union workforce and it's a Chevy vehicle. We're going to make electric vehicles in South Carolina for BMW and Volvo. They would be excluded. One, I think it violates international trade law, but it is such an outrageous giveaway to a special interest group. It doesn't pass the smell test, and it should make everybody mad. Wow.
And it does. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you. It makes me really mad. And that's why we've got to make sure this thing never sees the light of day. But they say that they're beginning to release CBO scores. I don't think the entire bill will be scored at once. I think it will be incrementally. But we've got to kill this thing off because it's going to bankrupt us. It's going to bankrupt our country. It fundamentally change our country into a social state. And we simply can't let it happen. Remember, there's a 50-50 tie in the United States Senate. There's a 3 or a 5 vote margin in the House. There is no mandate to do anything this broad, this sweeping. There just isn't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, I can't believe it. We're getting closer and closer to Wayne Allen Root. War. Oh, I can't wait. 3 to 6 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple $1,000s. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio.